Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro delivered his State of the County address Thursday. He proposed a number of initiatives across several areas with a theme of home. Molinaro, who was reelected in November to his third and final term, spoke at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. He first focused on housing and homelessness.
Now, I think you know we will not end homelessness in a day or even a year. We will, however, persist. There are success stories and good projects to point to. So we will keep working.
County Legislature Assistant Minority Leader Nick Page is a Democrat.
The theme of the speech was home, so it was interesting to lead off with homelessness and to see that in fact the numbers are troubling. There was an almost 20% increase in the Dutchess County homeless population from 2018 to 2019.
Molinaro outlined four steps: establish a housing support center and hotline, engage local hospitals and nursing homes, as well as state-run correctional facilities, to ensure appropriate reentry planning, develop a new centralized transitional housing solution to reduce reliance on motels, and work with local municipalities to increase access to affordable housing. Saying he was glad to see such a focus, Page adds the legislature would have to pass a law regarding the location and cost of a centralized transitional housing center. As for the opioid epidemic, Molinaro noted that in 2019, Dutchess experienced its first year-to-year decline in 5 years in opioid-related deaths, 77 overdose deaths compared to 93 in 2018.
For the first time in years, we can see a slight and distant glimmer of light over the horizon, just out of reach.
His plans include expanding medication-assisted treatment, making recovery coaches available to people where they are, including on the streets of Poughkeepsie, as well as adding a recovery coach in Eastern Dutchess County, a more removed area represented by Democratic State Assembly member Dee Dee Barrett.
Thanks to her assistance, we will purchase and utilize a mobile help center to serve the Harlem Valley and provide access to mental health and substance use support and treatment all throughout the Route 22 corridor.
Again, Page.
The county executive promised that by the end of 2020, everybody in the county jail who needs medically assisted treatment for opioid addiction will receive it, which is something that we have been really pushing for. So that was great.
Molinaro announced an opioid summit to be held at Marist College in partnership with Ulster County, which also saw a decrease in opioid-related deaths from 2018 to 2019. Switching topics, Molinaro mentioned the Hanukkah stabbings at a rabbi's Muncie home in Rockland County as a platform for confronting hate and plans for the county's Human Rights Commission.
This year, we will further amplify the work of the commission, moving it from our Human Resources Department to the Department of Behavioral and Community Health, a more public-facing organization with more resources and more experience working directly with residents and organizations.
Plus, the county will hire an equal opportunity and inclusion officer to increase the diversity of the county workforce and investigate discrimination. Page was encouraged to see progress on this front, among others.
Generally, it was interesting to see a lot of the things that our caucus has been advocating for come through in that speech.
Molinaro also announced paperwork the county filed earlier in the day, as he said last summer would be forthcoming.
In partnership with Ulster, Orange, Green, Albany, and Columbia counties, Dutchess County filed our amicus brief with the U.S. District Court in support of the state's lawsuit against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's decision to grant GE a certificate of completion on PCB cleanup. They are not done.
Molinaro talked about additions to his Think Differently initiative, which seeks to change the way individuals, businesses, organizations, and communities relate to neighbors with special needs.
In partnership with the Marist College Red Foxes, we will host a sensory-sensitive basketball game next season, preferably against Chris Gibson Siena College. Go Red Foxes.
Former New York 19 Congressman Gibson has been named Siena's new president. Molinaro also announced plans to redevelop the Market Street corridor in partnership with the city of Poughkeepsie, and he wants to complete updates to a Poughkeepsie waterfront park.
And with riverfront access in mind, in addition to the development of the Lake Walton Preserve, we will propose to the legislature completion of my favorite park. Shh. Don't tell the other parks. Quiet Cove.
There will be four town hall forums on the State of the County address, two each in March and April. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.